Please be seated. And if you would, take your liturgy books and turn to page one of the Divine Liturgy. Don't want you to lose your place where you're at, but we're going to go to the beginning. The president of our parish council last week asked me if we could do, you know, some meditations or discussions of the petitions, and I kind of dismissed it, but then it's his name day today, so I thought we would do it. So it says, we're going to go over the petitions in the beginning where it says the Great Litany. And the very first one is, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Let me speak a little bit about pray. So we're going to talk about ecclesiastical terms. Inevitably, we have to go back to the original Greek and then what it means and how it's been translated so that you can have the fuller, you know, the full meaning of a word. So in Greek, we have the word ευχή, where we get the Greek word προσευχή. Προσευχή is kind of like your basic word for prayer, okay? Ευχή by itself sometimes is used for prayer, but really it means more like a wish or a blessing or something like that. But, you know, we take words sometimes and we use them in different ways. But if we want, strictly speaking, the Greek word for prayer is προσευχή. And in modern Greek, we might say, if we want to say I'm going to pray for someone, I'm going to say, θα κάνω προσευχή. Okay, I'm going to do a prayer for you, okay? So here it says, let us pray to the Lord. But on the Greek side, it says, to Κυρίου δεϊθόμεν. So δεϊσις, δεϊόμε, another word, not προσευχή, okay? So it's not just plain prayer, but even in English, you know, we have different words for prayers. You know, we have supplications and we have petition and we have prayer and we beseech and we implore and we ask and beg. Okay, and all of those, if you look at the etymology, they all have specific meanings and nuances, but we're going to now stick with the Greek terms. So deisis is a particular prayer where you kind of have a need and you're asking for something that you need. Okay, theome. I mean, it can mean prayer, but also means I need, correct? Am I correct, Greek school? I'm correct, right? So the closest English word would be petition. And we call these petitions, okay? A list of petitions we call a litany. Sometimes you'll see that word, a litany. We use litany to mean, you know, a litany of complaints or a litany of this or that or the other. But in church, a litany is a list and a series of petitions. So when we petition, I don't mean the kind of petition where you sign a petition, but I mean, you know, they're kind of related meanings. But we're asking for something that we need. So that's what's going on whenever we say, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. It's not just plain old prayer, but it's petition prayer, okay? Now, notice that the first one is in peace, and the second one, for the peace of God, and the third one, for the peace of the whole world. Boom, one, two, three, peace, three times, okay? It's kind of indicate really how important it is to be at peace and to be peaceful when we're praying, when we're disturbed and agitated and angry or whatever other passions, you know, are you know, occupying us at that time, we really can't pray correctly or appropriately. Okay, so that's why it's good to come to church even before page one, which is called Matins. Sunday worship begins at 8:15, because it gives us a chance, you know, to leave it all, you know, and to hear, and then by the time we get to this, we're really in peace, you know, to pray in peace to the Lord. So the first one is setting the stage. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. And the deacon or the priest are kind of reminding us now, be peaceful. In the second one, for the peace of God. Now, if you know Greek, you look over to the left side, and it really says, Ipertis anothen irinis. Okay? In the old days, like 3 decades ago, the translations used to say, for the peace from above or from heaven. Okay? So I think I've seen the new a draft of the new translation of the liturgy, which should be coming out imminently. And they've gone back to the old form, which is actually going to say, for the peace from above. Because that's what it says. That's what this is. Either way, it's from God. But it's asking now, not just any kind of peace, because, you know, after peace talks and, you know, all, there's peace. You can have peace with sinners, can have peace with each other, and gangsters can have peace with each other, and corrupt people can have peace. And we don't want just any old kind of peace. We want the peace of God, okay? So the peace that comes from above, and we're asking for that. Let us pray to the Lord. And the salvation of our souls. So the two go together. No, peace, salvation. Now, you know, we know that by being baptized and chrismated and taking communion, I mean, that we have salvation. So we want to also know that the word salvation is used in different ways. Now, we're not talking here, we're praying for something we don't have, the salvation. I mean, we're praying for something we don't have and something that we want, right? But we already have salvation. So in this case, salvation is kind of meaning progress in the spiritual life, that ultimate goal of perfection, okay? I mean, really, you got to know that these words are used in different ways at different times, okay? There's no doubt about our salvation just because we're praying for it, but now we're praying for, you know, certain aspects of our spiritual life and, you know, complete peace, complete holiness, you know, complete union with God, all right? And I think I might have time for one more. For the peace of the whole world, like at beauty pageants, world peace. Yes, we pray for world peace, okay? For the stability of the holy churches of God. You know what a stability of the church means? That there's not going to be, you know, heresies, and there's not going to be factions within the church, and there's not going to be divisions in the church. That can mean on a parish level, you know, on a city level or a worldwide level, you know. And fortunately, we have pretty much stability, you know, in our church these days. Sometimes, you know, one patriarchate against another, you know, they fight about things. Fortunately, it's not about dogmatic. It's usually about boundaries and who, you know, whose patriarchate what country is in. But for the most part, we have now stability in the church. And when it says for the unity of all, the Greek is clear. It's not ke pason ton enosios, which would mean the unity of all the churches. It's saying the unity of all people, okay? And the unity of all people comes by believing in Christ. You know, we are united by insofar as we are members of the body of Christ. And so our prayer is that everybody would become a member of the body of Christ, which is his church. We'll continue this in further Sunday. So why don't we stand and pray now?